Every night I lay in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
To the first episode of our podcast. Andy's been talking about, actually we've both been talking about starting a podcast for like 2 years now. And we could have taken action on it when we had talked about it, but I think that timing is everything, because the name of our podcast is going to be called From the Dock, and I love that. It has a nice ring to it.
Here we are, live from the dock.
Yep, our first episode in January, in the cold. We're like, we're just going to get out there and start recording. Last night we were sitting inside and we were trying to come up with an acronym for DOC, which we're still, you know, stay tuned for that, because we're still trying to come up with that. Mm-hmm. But then Andy had said, like, well, what's going to be like our theme behind our podcast? Because every podcast you have, there's like a theme, I guess, behind it. But honestly, I think it's just us. And we're just gonna share our experiences as a couple, how we raise our kids, like our businesses, just how we navigate through life. Mm-hmm. And I think that people will really resonate with us, especially if they have similarities or not. And I think like a long vision, I just thought about this, would be cool if we, I mean, it's gonna be us, but you know, to have other couples on here eventually and like kind of collaborate and talk about things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, our theme of tonight is going to be about casting your vision, and you know, what better story than to tell the story of how we landed in this house. And we're both going to, I guess, talk our point of view. So, you know, Andy's going to start because he had the pull towards Medford, so he can kind of tell you why, and then I want you to tell like the story of how we came across this house.
I think just in general, too, to backtrack, the first time we bought a house, just visualizing and taking time when we're looking through these houses and visualizing, hey, can my family really live here? You know, can I visualize kids living here? Like, how loud are they going to be in this environment, in this living room? How are we going to set it up? Where's the TV going to go? Like, all these type of things. And I kind of bought my first house on my own, really. Where my realtor was showing me houses, and I remember telling Darby,
Devin.
Yep, of course, yeah, give him that plug. Fresh into the business, Long and Foster, he was with. Mm-hmm. Did a great job overall. And I remember calling Darby, like, that wasn't the one. Like, I just couldn't visualize it. And I think I've always been, like, good at visualizing and kind of thinking forward and not being stuck, like, in the current position. And to be honest, I didn't know that we were going to have three kids. Like, I remember when we first started talking about kids and stuff like that, I'm like, yeah, I want to have four kids, but I didn't really think it was going to be.
Yeah, right. The first time he said we're going to have kids, he's like, I want seven kids.
Yeah. And then to think it, like, just to throw a number out there to see if it sticks. And then, you know, you think about it, you're like, I'm seven, that's a little crazy. And this is when you have zero. We have zero kids at this time. And to think about seven in a house, like, how can you pick a house and how can you settle? To be honest, you got to always backtrack. Like, my grandmom, she had, you know, six kids, and they were in a little row home in Philly, and they figured it out. And Darby's family was in, how many kids, how many people were in your dad's family? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Seven.
He had seven, and he was in a little, what, row home?
Yep.
In Camden as well. You know, you just figure it out. You just navigate it, you know? We ended up in our townhouse, and it was perfectly suited for, like, me, Darby, and Declan. I had, like, my little office, and then along came baby number two, lost my office. Nathan took over my office, took my bed as his bedroom. And then once we had the third one, and I kind of jumped into my business full-time in real estate, I remember starting showing houses in Medford, and I remember playing soccer against Shawnee back in like 2006, and going to their stadium like at night, and it's like surrounded by woods, and I've kind of always, I guess, always had like a pull towards woods and nature and things like that. I always liked it. And I remember opening a door for the Bonishes for the first Medford house, and they walked in there, and I'm like, this is freaking cool. This is cool. And it just wasn't for them. It wasn't the house for them. But I remember that vividly, walking in that door and opening it up and just like kind of picture myself like, hey, could I live here? Is this where I could grow up and be and grow my family? And I'm like, dude, this is definitely a spot. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I started showing their mother-in-law houses as well in Medford as well. And I'm like, oh man, this Medford, man, this is that's where I want to be. That's definitely where I want to be. So I remember we were just about ready, you know, to start looking for houses, and we came across like Maple Shade, and mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, it would work. You know, taxes are low. It's a good space, good size houses, got good like backyards, decent lots. Like I like this area. But something always...
Just to upgrade. Like, yeah. It wasn't going to be a forever at home in our minds when yep. we were looking there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more like a temporary one. I remember going into it like, all right, let's get here for 5 years and then we'll turn this into a rental property.
Right.
Down the road. And that's kind of where we were. And I remember we almost pulled the trigger on a Maple Shade mm-hmm. one. We went there twice, right?
Yep.
I remember taking Declan and Nathan there to walk through it.
Yeah.
This is before we had Finn, right?
Yes. Yeah. It is.
So it was just the four of us. At the time, and the house would worked, and I literally could not even get on the pre-approval at this time. So it was just my wife was on a pre-approval because I needed 2 full years as an independent contractor in real estate to get added to the pre-approval. Anyways, fast forward, we had looked at a house here in Medford on the MLS, and it was listed like, I don't know, I think the original list when we first saw this house was like $570,000. And I'm like, yeah. Oh man. It's because the lake, because mm-hmm. it's literally on the lake. They have the dock mm-hmm. That we're sitting on right now, you know, right this second. And watching it, and then a couple weeks later, I saw a price drop. And I'm like, still in my head, like, I don't think we can afford it. That's not where we're at.
Mm-mm.
And I remember having, like, at that time, talking to, like, my mortgage lenders and being like, well, listen, I think I'm going to end the year with this dollar amount, and this is my 2-year average. Like, if I was to get added onto the pre-approval, where would I be at? And I remember them pushing me to like $500,000. I'm like, oh man, we're so close. You know, we're like mm-hmm. $60,000-$70,000 off.
Right.
And then at the time, the house dropped again, and we were literally in the hospital.
Is that when we went? Okay.
Yep, we were literally in the hospital, having the baby, and I saw the price drop.
Huh.
Yep. And then so we got out of the hospital, and what, Finn was what, 4 days old?
Like 5 or 6 days old.
5 or 6 days old. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? Let's just go look at it. Let's walk through it. Mm-hmm. Let's just see if it's something that, you know, down the road, maybe not this house, because I have a feeling it's going to sell. Was in a little, you know, aggressive market where houses were selling quick.
Yeah.
Like last year. That's 2021. No, 2022. Well, 2021, 2022 at the time. It was a transition because it was February.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going in the house, and Darby can tell you exactly. I mean, Darby was breastfeeding the baby on the steps. She's like, yep. I got to use the bathroom, then I got to breastfeed the baby, and then we can, like, look at the house. And I remember having the kids and Declan. We have the video, too. Declan and yes. Nathan running through the house.
We do. We'll have to share that.
Yeah, we'll have to share it for sure. Running through the house, and I remember just looking out the backyard. I'm like, man, this house needs some work. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it definitely mm-hmm. needs some work, but... It was a house at the time, and I'm like, dude, the potential is here. And yeah, walking in there, and I can visualize it. Like, I know how I would lay out the kitchen. I know what color I want the kitchen to look like. I know all these things. But again, still, we're at that point where, like, I literally cannot even get on the pre-approval for another 2 weeks until I pay my taxes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we walked into the house, and I knew right away. I'm like, man, this is the size of the house we need. This is exactly what we need. This is 4 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms. It's perfect. The location is prime. The school district's great. It's not even like, I can't even explain it. It's not a neighborhood. It's literally like a street.
Yeah.
It's like a street. So there's not a lot of traffic going down it. So it's mm-hmm. perfect. Almost like a cul-de-sac similar to it. You would only drive down the street if
you live here, really.
Yeah, if you lived here, if you were an Amazon driver or a mail carrier or trash truck. So driving through the neighborhood at the time, first thing when I seen the house, I'm like, man, we need a yard, you know? Mm-hmm. And it didn't have like really a backyard because the way it's positioned, it's sideways, but it was all dirt in the front. And mm-hmm. I'm like, huh, I wonder if we just plant some grass seed, we can kind of make this our backyard. And that's pretty much what we did. We requested them to plant grass seed after they installed the new septic tank in the ground. And I just knew this was the one. I knew this was the house. And I remember it submitting the pre-approval, probably a tiny bit, maybe like 2 weeks early. And I remember my accountant giving me, he gave me the thumbs up.
It was like a preliminary thing.
Yeah.
Yep. He gave me the thumbs up. It was like a soft pull.
Whatever. Yeah.
Pre-approval. Yeah. We may have finagled it a little bit, but we were able to get in the door. And to be honest, man, it was like $120,000 under the asking price at the time. And I'm in real estate. I know if I put in a low offer, it's like an insult. And I remember saying that, like, hey, listen, I know it's really low, but this is where we're at on our pre-approval, and this is what we can afford. Is there a counter, or is there anything, is there any way we can work this out? And I remember telling Darby, like, dude, that's a really low offer. I don't think they're even going to counter. And, you know, a couple days later, counter came across, and we're close. We finally got it underneath that threshold of where we wanted to be, but still, from a financial standpoint, on a monthly payment, it was a little bit higher than I want it to be. So we were able to negotiate back and forth for like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And we got it to where it made sense for us. And we pulled the trigger and we closed.
Mm-hmm.
We bought the property.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we first went under, funny story, we went under contract and I came over here, it was like March. Because we sold in February, we went under contract. I drove over here in March, and I went to the backyard, because every time I came here, I'd come and look at the water, and I came back here, and there was no water.
Yeah.
There was no water outside.
Like, oh, my God.
So I called the listing agent. I'm like, oh, my God, there's no water outside. She's like, oh, that's fine, because they drain it every year for maintenance.
Yep.
I was like, oh, my God, we're about to buy a house, and I thought there was a lake, but then there's no lake. So crazy.
Oh,
but, yeah, I came over. I don't know, probably 10 times. I remember listening to it.
Yes.
It was like, what are you going over there for again? What are you going over? I came over to look to see if there was water in the basement multiple times, just to kind of visualize, pick out paint colors, see if my furniture would fit, you know, get a plan for the kitchen, because we went to demo this wall, blow it out, take contractors over there, did a home inspection, like all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're finally in.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally in. We're in the house.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that kind of how you remember it all playing out? So anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, of course, like, my point of view is a little different, but looking on the outside of, first of all, we looked at houses in Medford, going back, like, when Declan was, like, two.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Nathan wasn't even, I might have been pregnant with Nathan or newly, but we looked at like a good handful in this price range. Remember, we would look at them, honestly, for shits and giggles. We would look at houses, and I remember us loving this one house. I don't even know what street it was on. I forget, but we really loved it. But at the time, like, it just, I don't know. It just, I guess it wasn't meant for us, right? But we looked at like at least 5 or 6 houses in Medford when Declan was like 2 years old. But we just weren't ready to move. We were pretty comfortable in the townhouse, and Andy, you know, like, we just weren't ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
When this popped up, I guess I kind of forgot like how we were in the hospital. I forgot about all that, you know, that we had seen it prior to Finn being born. When we pulled up here, I was like, let's just go see it, Andy. Like, I'm definitely a manifester, and I need to see things. Like, if I feel like it's going to be right for us, I need to be in there. I need to feel the energy. Like, I need to see the situation. So when we came here, like you said, I'm not going to like retell, I guess, the whole story, but, Finn was like 5-6 days old. I'm breastfeeding in here. I honestly didn't even get to really look at down the lake because I was inside feeding, but you were down here with the boys. But I like vividly remember like Nathan, and it still sounds like it, how they were running through the house on the wood floor, like those noises. But to be honest, when we walked in here, like, not, of course it was always my like thing to live on water. Like, I love nature, but it was totally Andy's like one vision, like to live on a lake, you know. And so when we came in here, I wasn't totally pulled towards the house right away. I was just like, oh, you know, I can see why this has been on the market so long. Like, it's way too expensive, just like he said in his story. So, you know, I'm someone who I need to kind of digest things, but you know, we definitely visualized, like, oh, the rooms were great. Like, you know, the front, the side yard was going to be our yard. We'll fence that off. Like, we'll make it doable, right? Because it's literally everything we were looking for. The size, like he said. But so when we left, though, and we went home that night, I had a dream about the house. And I had a dream about the house a couple times that week. And I was like, Andy, let's just shoot our shot, right? Our famous last words. Because this is definitely our house. And I kept saying, how many times did I say, there's no way we're not going to get this house. This is our house. I don't care how low ball we gave that guy. Because one, you know, it just, it wasn't worth what he was putting out. But that's okay. You know, it is now. Because, you know, we renovated and things. But regardless, we weren't not going to get this house. Like, I knew we weren't. It was a little nerve-wracking because it was going to be steeper than we had it at Kingscroft. Like, we had a nice payment there, a little townhouse. And so it was definitely a little nerve-wracking to make that jump. But I kept saying, like, God is literally opening this door for us. And if we don't leap through, it's not to say that he won't give us another opportunity, but he definitely must trust us enough to take it. So take it, you know? And that's like we kind of just went on that pull with the house. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like she said, I remembered exactly like that, too. And it's interesting. I think, you know, maybe I'm a little bit more of a risk taker, with things like I remember transitioning from.
We both are, I think.
Right. Yeah. And that's good because, you know, you push yourself. Right. And it's, some people are like, oh, you know, they want to be,
but we want to be conservative. Like, but we know what we're capable of. Like, I don't think that we just like, oh, let's just like fly at the seat of our pants. Like, maybe a little bit with things, but we definitely know what we're capable of. And we can see, we can still cast the vision of the next thing. Like, now we're in the house, but we're still like growing that vision to like, you know, everything else that's going to unfold. But go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So like being in a position and being comfortable, what I like to say is, you know, I was at the same job for about 15 years. And that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. And I remember Darby was literally pregnant with a baby and I had a new job opportunity to present myself. And I knew it was around good people. So if I transitioned to be around good people, I was going to be fine no matter what. And I remember being so nervous when I put my 2-week notice in at a job that I worked for that long. And then within the first hour of me being at the new job, I knew I was fine. And that's all it took. It took that one step. And I'm not telling you to quit job and go after something new. I'm just saying from personal experience what I did and how I literally was able to just kind of persevere and transition and just keep pushing through and come out on the other side of things. And same thing with real estate. You know, leaving an industry, you know, that I did for almost 17 years, 16 years, I guess, to transition into becoming an independent contractor, collecting a commission instead of a paycheck every 2 weeks, you know, it just shows you like how powerful the mind is if you truly focus on things and you just go after things and you stay focused on what you're going after. And you know, something like this is I'm never gonna let this fall away. I'm never gonna let this house slip away from me because I have all the control right here and all the abilities right here in me, and I have the support around me to go and get new things and manifest new things and achieve new levels of life. So I think the moral of the story is you gotta have ideas, you gotta kind of talk about things and plant that energy out in the atmosphere to see how it manifests and how it makes you feel. So when that time comes, you know, to jump in or to not jump in.
And I feel like, you know, we're like so big in our faith, but, you know, every day I feel like God is always kind of like opening doors, and especially for your vision. I mean, he's constantly opening doors for you. And like I said, if we didn't take this house, it's not to say that he wouldn't have given us something else. But I think that's where most people downfall is that they don't jump. When they see that door open, they get nervous and they back up because, I don't know, maybe they don't trust themselves, or maybe, you know, they don't have the belief that it'll work. you know, like, we had that. We're, and, you know, and that's something that people can work on, you know. It's definitely not something easy because, you know, fear is a huge thing. But yeah, if you have, that's why you always have to keep looking at your vision, right? And, like, Andy's so huge on this, like, put your blinders on, mm-hmm, and just stay focused. You're going straight. You're not going this way. You're going straight this way. So it's going to work for you. You know, we, like, we always say, like, oh, this was, like, a little out of our price range, but was it really? I don't know. I felt like we were so deserving of it, and what we have, like, you know, overcome. You know, we lived in our townhouse for 7 years, and we would have been so happy there if we stayed there. It would have been fine. Yeah, the kids would have drove us a little crazy, but it would have been fine. But we deserve this. We did.
Yeah.
You know, because this was our, this is our forever house for sure. Mm-hmm. There's nothing cooler.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, and to be honest, man, the whole thought of moving is like, just the thought of moving makes me anxious.
That's a whole other podcast. We don't need to talk about that though. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But, anyways, I think that's a wrap.
You think that's good?
I think that's a wrap. Yeah. I think we keep it around 20, 25 minutes at a pop, mm-hmm, something like that.
Yeah.
And then we'll be coming to you probably every week. We're going to look to do some. We're going to batch record a couple right now. Maybe not today, but soon. And then we're going to start coming out. We'll be hitting you every Thursday is my ooh, plan.
Okay.
Thursdays live from the dock.
Every Thursdays.
Or from the dock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From the dock. Yeah. And stay tuned on our acronym for DOCK, D-O-C-K.
Yeah.
We're still figuring that out.
Yeah,
but
we're getting there. We're working through it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See ya.
See you next time.